gets it wrong in the murder of a young television anchor woman. The feds going after a foundation allegedly laundering money to Iran through four mosques in the United States and a New York skyscraper. Not so fast in the 23rd Congressional District. Could it be a GOP victory in the end? Wait till you hear that story. Absentee ballots, baby. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of the show. If you've never heard the show before, we zig and zag all over the place. Oh, it's like a wicked game of ping pong. So buckle up for a wild ride in this hour of ATN. Also, I hope you stick around for the third hour. Why? Because you could win some incredible prizes from the show. We have a thing called Nail the Score. This is how it works. If you don't know anything about football, you don't care about football, doesn't matter. Our supercomputer back at the mothership in Minneapolis at the headquarters of the Genesis Communications Network is rolled out. We actually have to hire a couple guys to help poor Matt. It's so gigantic. Might be the biggest computer in the United States. Maybe I shouldn't have said that. I hope they don't start investigating. So they roll out the computer, and randomly the game of the week is chosen. What the game will be, I have no say. So hopefully it's a good one. Then you, yes you, call in. You tell us what team you think is going to win and what you think the final score is going to be. You can pick any score. 27-7, 17-14, 100-5. I don't think we've ever had a football game that was 100-5, at least in the pros that I know of. But now that I've said that, I might have to look that up. Anyway, it's a whole lot of fun. And if you win, you get a cell phone, movie tickets, and all kinds of gift certificates to food palaces across this great nation. And you get bragging rights. Nobody has ever nailed the score, at least during an NFL season here on America Tonight. So you would be the first, and you would be the exalted one. And every single time that you called the show after winning, we would have to pay homage to you because it would be an incredible feat for somebody to nail the score. Speaking of getting nailed, we knew this was a formality, but geez, we had to wait with bated breath until one he came to, which is a good thing. And I'm talking about Major Hassan after what happened at Fort Hood, that massacre. He was taken off the ventilator, could speak, talk to his attorneys, started to talk to investigators. So now it's official. The Army psychiatrist accused in the Fort Hood shootings was charged with 13 counts of premeditated murder. And that makes him eligible, by the way, so everybody is clear, for the death penalty if he is convicted. So my push, of course, is going to be for the DP on this one, no doubt. In the meantime, the president has ordered a review of all intelligence related to what happened and whether the information was properly shared and acted upon within the FBI, CIA, or anyone else who was investigating Hassan, which this is what we're saying. Who dropped the ball? Tell us, please, because somebody, I think, has to pay for it if that's the case. And it was just official, as I said, the 13 charges. Now, it has not been decided whether to charge him with a 14th count of murder, and that reason, and I didn't think about this till afterwards, is because of the unborn child of the pregnant shooting victim, right? So they haven't decided on that one at this point. They didn't announce that or say anything about it, but that's where we're at with that one. And, of course, his attorney, who we heard a little clip from him the other night on America Tonight, John Galligan, says that his military co-counsel told him that the charges were being read to Hassan in the hospital without his lawyer's presence. So right away he says, I'm out of the loop, I don't like this, it's 13 charges, and I don't like having to guess, and whatever, boo-hoo, cry me a river, right? So months before last week's shooting, doctors and some of the staff actually overseeing Hassan's training reported a couple of times that he was belligerent, defensive, argumentative, and a lot of those conversations about his Muslim faith. And he was characterized in meetings as a lazy worker, mediocre kind of student. And that was a big concern for the people at Walter Reed. And then, of course, the Uniformed Services University of Health sciences, because as you can imagine, there's a lot of people that want to get into these programs. So they're monitored just like any other doctor, anybody else that does a residency and goes through any kind of a program. And you're ultimately booted if you can't keep up with your peers. So there, but this wasn't even about that. The concerns about his performance and the religious views were coupled with that too. So they considered his assignment after he was finished with medical training, and their consensus after what happened and how he performed at Walter Reed was to ship him to Fort Hood. And he's been there since July. It's one of the biggest military installations in the country, of course. And they thought it would be a good assignment for him because other doctors could help with the workload. They had a lot of psychiatrists and other people working on the base so that if he was performing at a low level again, they could document that and they would be able to have a trail on, you know, gee, this isn't working out. So they were giving him another chance, in other words. Hey, it's not happening here at Walter Reed, and where are we going to put him? And this is the perfect place. So sadly, you know, look what's happened now after these lectures and other things that he alarmed people with some of the crazy things that he was saying. Now you've got this Joint Terrorism Task Force overseen by the FBI learning just late last year of the contact with a radical Muslim cleric who encourages Muslims to kill U.S. troops in Iraq. So they knew that. The FBI said that the task force didn't refer early information about Hassan to other people, to, in other words, higher-ups, because they concluded he wasn't linked to terrorism. The doctors and the staff who talked about their concerns over Hassan had group conversations about him that started in 2007, 2008 during monthly meetings and then ended when he finished the fellowship and then ultimately went off to Fort Hood. So I still think some people dropped the ball on this one because they didn't link it up fast enough, I guess, or take it higher up the food chain, I think is the other part of the problem. Decided to leave it where it was. Okay, well then, you know, maybe we're not going in the right direction with this thing with Hassan. Now imagine the folks who have people that they buried this week and how they're feeling when they read these stories, because they're shook to the core. But how could you not read the stories or hear a talk show or listen to the news? I guarantee that they're aware of what's happened, and they have to be more than furious, besides their grieving, because this Hassan might have been able to have been stopped. And then the other part of the equation is, what if there were guns on the base? What if everybody had their individual firearms? And that stopped back in 93 with the Clinton administration. So guys who are going to Iraq and Afghanistan to be heavily armed and be shot at and shoot back were on the base, but seemingly naked without a gun. In this situation, they were, because for 10 minutes it was a barrage of fire. They're trained military folks who are in tip-top shape, but they can't do anything with him unloading at all of them. They were sitting ducks, were targets, if you will. But they wouldn't have been if they were allowed to carry a personal firearm. And I think that's a blunder. Do you? 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Coming up on the flip side here on ATN, a mother and a sister react to the death of a brother and a son, and why is it taking so long for a decision in Afghanistan? You'll hear that next.
You've heard the Get the Tea commercials, and many people like our commercials, but I did notice something. What the heck is a toxin? So, here it is. A toxin is a poisonous substance that is capable of causing disease when introduced into the body. Formaldehyde, from seat cushions and particle board. How about carbon monoxide? Furnace burning propane, butane, disinfectants, perfume, mouthwash, glues, air fresheners, pesticides. Oh my gosh, even sugar is a toxin, according to Dr. Lau. It's a very addictive drug. It's time to fight back. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can get your trusty cell phone out and call us at 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408, and put in your order today. Lose weight, Feel good and be free of all these toxins. GetTheTea.com.
Did you know that the dollar has lost 10% of its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Let's put this another way. Who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metal accounts, call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
Got questions? Well, I've got answers. Join me, Dr. Margaret Cochran, on Wisdom, Love, and Magic at webtalkradio.net, where my guests and I will investigate everything from astrophysics to psychic phenomenon, from comedy to psychiatry. You are an amazing being in a complex and increasingly confusing world. Take a moment to get to know those you love and yourself better. If it matters to you, we talk about it. That's Wisdom, Love, and Magic with me, Dr. Margaret Cochran, at webtalkradio.net.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Men decide after 70 years. It's what he goes there for. It's to unlock the door. All those around him criticize and say.
I already said it. In light of what happened at Fort Hood, I think it's time to let the guys in the military carry their own personal firearm. I'll say it again. The more I thought about it and the more I heard the descriptions of the barrage of gunfire on top of these poor guys who just had to cower on this base because they were doing whatever they could to survive. If just somebody had a gun, boom, Hassan is gone, or at least hit, and maybe nobody's killed, or the casualties aren't quite as high. And it's so ironic when you think about it. You had 21-year-olds, you had people that had been deployed several times that were in their 50s, that were dedicated career military folks, lots of them getting ready to be deployed to Afghanistan, or even a couple of them Iraq, so knowing what they could encounter certainly there, right? But here they are in the base, and they have no way to defend themselves against Major Hassan, who decides to go on the shooting rampage. And this started because in 93, it was Clinton who put that forth and made that ultimately a law that you couldn't carry those personal arms. And the more you think about it, the more I started to piece it together, and I'm sure other people are saying the same thing, or some people are, because there are others that think you should not have everybody on the base arm. But when you have a thin military police corps, and that's the thing, I started to check with some bases where I actually covered the base, like Vandenberg Air Force Base for one in California, and Sandia Labs, and the base there in Albuquerque for another. Well, they're stretched really thin. They don't have as many military police. Why? Because they're serving. Because we need every body. All these bodies count. And man, I think it's time to repeal that sucker. I think that they should be allowed to carry a personal weapon. This would have made a big difference in this situation. Somebody would have drawn a weapon. Somebody would have had a weapon, and he would have been stopped at some point during that barrage. There was nothing they could do. And can you imagine what 10 minutes would feel like. It would be like an old Western where you're in the middle of the street and the other guy has the guns and you're just standing there. You are a sitting duck. You are a sitting duck. Don's listening to us in Wyoming. Hey, Don.
Hey, Kate. Yeah, one of those 21-year-old kids are from West Jordan here in Utah, so they had a picture, actually in the Wyoming paper, I saw a picture of his mom, you know, touching his boots and crying, and, you know, it's just kind of sad, you know, when you, you're not expecting it, you know, to get worried until your kid goes overseas, you know, in the battlefield, you know, but, you know, it's interesting, this idea of, I get to the point I go back, well, let's go back a while. You remember when we talked a while back and I told you I thought it was just ludicrous and ridiculous that there's actually more people imprisoned in the United States than we actually have in our armed forces?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's like, we're like about 1.5 million, 1.6 million in the military, and that's all four branches. And, well, excuse me, Coast Guard if you include them too. And, you know, and, whereas, you know, we got well over 2 million imprisoned, and it didn't. When I was in the Air Force back, you know, in 86 through 90, I mean, we were 2.5 million. I mean, it was pretty nice size military, but then of course the, you know, slick Willie, old Bill Clinton did the, cutbacks. And so, you know, when you're talking about, well, we're stretched thin, you know, people are off over there, there's not enough military police. Well, you know, we're stretched thin, period. You know, there's just not I think it's a crying shame that less than half of 1% of Americans are in the armed forces. And, you know, it doesn't, you know, I mean, I understand it costs money to have a military, you know, Kate, and they, you know, and they got quite a big budget this last round, but when you're just sitting back and thinking, you know, we got 300 million people, and not even 3 million or 1% are in the military. We only got a half of 1%. And it just seems to me that we just don't have, you know, and then you come back to the issue of we got guys going over there 2-3 tours, you know, over to Iraq or Afghanistan.
It's too much, Don. It's too much for them to do that repeatedly. I don't think it's right, but there aren't enough bodies. There aren't enough people to serve.
Well, I that's just, you know, I don't think it's because there isn't people who want to serve, you know. I mean,
I agree with that.
You know, I think it's just a matter of they didn't want to fund that big of a military and maybe cut back on some of these overpriced super weapons programs that they have to actually have actual manpower, you know, in the military. I mean, hey, when you compare us to guys in the Chinese army or a couple of the other armies around the planet, we're dwarfed. But, you know, the other last thing is that, by the way, I got to throw one thing at you, but the recruitment, well, it's the deployment center that got hit, you know, and I'm just kind of questioning, I don't want to question, you know, tell military police how to do their job, but the biggest area is hitting Iraq, if you remember, the number one targets was always the recruiting depots. Because they knew there was a lot of guys around there and they were they didn't have weapons. And so they'd go in and they'd suicide bomb or they'd go in and some of these radicals would shoot it up and you'd hear big time body count, you know, and
right.
Coming back from Iraq. So this was a deployment center where obviously there was going to be a lot of guys there. I mean, it's not like this and the Hassan guy didn't know where he was headed to. He knew where he could go to where there was 200-300 guys and, you know, and unarmed and, you know, and no police around and, you know, it wasn't just like he went into just randomly just picked the building and like, oh, just go in and shoot how many people in there and there happens to only be 5 or 6 people in the building. You know, he knew exactly where he was going and that makes me wonder if this idiot he was in contact with Yemen was the one like, hey, yeah, hit their deployment center. That's where they're going to be. There's going to be a bunch of them, you know. So I just kind of wonder why there wasn't any security there, you know, and you know until the civilian police arrived. And thank goodness for that one gal getting there as fast as she did. I mean, it could have been even worse. You know, I'm glad she's still alive. The officer that you know was the one that shot him.
Oh, yeah, no kidding. If she wasn't there, you're right, and she responded so fast, absolutely.
But anyway, so I don't know. It's just I just hope, you know, by the way, you know, this Brock guy, is our president. You know, the more and more we go down the road, I'm actually starting to like this guy a lot, personally. You know, he just does things that just, I don't like his politics, of course. I'm not, you know, I'm not a liberal and I'm not a communist wannabe and, you know, I'm trying to inflict socialism on all of America and, you know, and I mean, I believe in capitalism, I believe in, you know, conservatism and, but, he just does think, you know, I mean, I thought his presentation when he was at the, you know, the Reef and then he took some time out, been on his own time with his wife and went over to the fallen ones in Afghanistan and, you know, Iraq, and they showed a picture of it in the paper. He's standing there with a civilian, you know, and it just makes you, you know, I don't think he's doing it for show. I think he's really, you know, it's really in his mind, and you know, it was so funny because they said, oh, he's got four different ways of things to choose, and we'll finally have something going on, and he told him, no, I don't like any of them. You know, come back with something else. You know, I mean, you know, take something each out of each idea and come back with it or whatever. And, you know, as to what to continue to do in Afghanistan. And it's, I think it's weighing heavy on his mind. And that, you know, is to, you know, we got troops coming home. Most people aren't seeing it, you know, but they're coming home dead. And, you know, and I think this Fort Hood thing kind of got people a little, they're realizing that, hey, we're losing people over there. You know, we're losing soldiers every day. And
I agree.
So, but hey, last thing, I know you're up against it. How in the world, because it's Sports Thursday, right? You know, how in the world did that Pittsburgh Steelers, oh, you know how much I despise them, but, I mean, I don't hate them, but, you know, how in the world did they get such a wussy schedule being a Super Bowl champ? I mean, I just looked through this. They've got 6 teams left. They played 3 teams that were either over 500 from last year. You know, they get 2 games against Baltimore and 1 against Cincinnati in their division. That's it. Everybody else they play is a loser, is a one of the lower level teams. Some of them that they're screaming about not even being in the league now because they're playing so bad. I mean, they're going to cruise through this schedule. Next thing you know, have home field advantage. You know, and you ain't going to win in Pittsburgh in January. You know that.
No. Yeah.
You know, it's like they tailor-made them. They haven't given them another Super Bowl ring or something, so. But
let's
anyway,
hope not. No. I'm not a big fan of the Steelers either, by any stretch of the imagination, Don. Drive safely. Thanks for the thoughts. Okay, Don said a whole lot mixed in there. He doesn't like the politics of Barack Obama, but he thinks that he's a real person in what he showed by hanging out in Section 60 at the Arlington Cemetery and whatnot. Interesting. But we're going to enlighten you next.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
If you've got mold, you've got a problem. But if you have Moldzyme, you have a solution. Everyone at one time or another will encounter mold in their homes. It's unsightly and can affect your health. Moldzyme from EcoDiscoveries is the only safe and effective solution for cleaning mold and mildew and eliminating odor. Moldzyme is safe for any surface, wood, concrete, tile, stucco, wallpaper, vinyl, or aluminum siding, painted surfaces, and more, both inside and outside your home.
I use Moldzyme in my bathroom, basement, garage, and deck. Everywhere I see mold, it's magic in a bottle.
Moldzyme is non-toxic, safe for the environment, your family, pets, and plants, contains no chlorine, bleach, ammonia, or nasty smell. Plus, it's easy to order. Call toll-free 866-767-2832 or go to moldzyme.com. That's 866-767-2832 or moldzyme.com. That's moldzyme.com. Use promo code RADIO for 25% off your order from Eco Discoveries. Moldzyme, now safe, has an effective side.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. AirAndAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Come away with me in the night. All right, coming up on America Tonight, what one grieving mother and daughter have to say about the slow decision in Afghanistan as far as the troop levels are concerned and the strategy there. Don was just talking about it, and Don thinks it's a good thing that Obama said, I don't want any of these suggestions, and maybe I'll take a little from this and a little from that, but I don't like any of the strategy that's been laid out before me. I disagree with him on that one because I think there has been a lot of time to decide this. Healthcare was going to get rammed down our throats within 6 weeks if nobody blinked. But yet, on Afghanistan, which has been here from the very beginning for the past 8 years, granted he just took office in January, but not meeting with McChrystal when he put him in place in May and not meeting him until late September, I think, was a big mistake. And now, knowing the severity of the situation in Afghanistan after the bloodiest month, the 18 dead in October, you just can't drag this out. So if Hamid Karzai is tainted beyond belief and corrupt, then something has to be done there. And if it's, we don't trust this government, we can't help this guy, then we need to get out. You need to say, okay, we're done with this. We're going to look for a different angle here. We're not going to do this anymore. Or it's full speed ahead, and we're going to knock this out. We're going to knock the Taliban out. We're going to do it. And who cares about history? Who cares about Alexander the Great and the Russians who couldn't do it? We're going to throw everything we have at this, and we're going to win. We're not going to turn this into another Vietnam. We're not going to have more grieving people on this end who don't come away with the victory. So I disagree with Don on that one heavily. And I'm going to let you hear, like I said, what one mother and daughter have to say. Of course, the 21-year-old son was lost in an attack in Afghanistan, and I'll explain that in a second. But first, let's go to Al, who's listening to us in Canada. Hey, Al.
Hi, Kate. You know, when the commies invaded Afghanistan in 1979, the Americans wisely, they supported the Taliban to fight the Russians and get the Russians out, right? So the Taliban defeated the Russians. Now, why on earth do the Americans and the Canadians and the British have to be over there and do the fighting for these people? If the people of Afghanistan want to defeat the Taliban, why can't we give them the weapons and the training and let them do their own bloody fighting? If the Taliban can defeat the Soviet Union, why on earth can't the good people of Afghanistan, with our help, do their own fighting and defeat the Taliban themselves? I don't understand how the Taliban can defeat the Soviet Union, but if there are so many good people in Afghanistan, why can't they defeat the Taliban themselves?
Yeah, because the answer is, Al, most of them really don't want to do that. They want to be able. They don't want to bite the hand that feeds them, Taliban pays them off.
They're playing both ends off again.
Yes.
They're getting money from the Americans and the Canadians and the NATO, and they're getting money from the Taliban. And also, Kate, just on a lighter note, Taylor Swift won the Country Entertainer of the Year Award, right?
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear about that?
Yeah.
Yeah, she won the best country. And did you also hear, this is an exclusive for the Kate Delaney Show, Kanye West tried to crash the award ceremonies. And he was he was disguised as a female country star, and he tried to convince security that his real name was Dottie West, and he wanted to get in, and he wanted to interrupt her acceptance speech and claim that Bouncy, or what was her name, Bouncy, or Beyonce, or whatever her name is? That she actually deserved the best country entertainer. And also, a quick update on the National Hockey League and how they're getting in line ahead of everybody else to get these H1N1 flu. The poor nurse, are you still there?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, the poor nurse that was trying to give the vaccination to the Toronto Maple Leafs goalie, she had a heck of a time. She tried 6 or 7 times to give the vaccination to the goalie, but the shot kept going right by him.
That was good. Al, always ending on a good, light note for us. Thank you. It kept going right by him. Wow. Oh, Al. 800-259-5791. If you want to throw in your 2 cents. All right, the deal on Afghanistan and the troop levels, what I was just talking about. There was a 21-year-old Army private, right, who went to war, went to Afghanistan, truly believed in his heart, wanted to represent the country, wanted to be there, thought that everyone around him were like brothers, really felt that way. And what happened is he was on a supply mission, and it was in Afghanistan, the southern part of Afghanistan, and one of his buddies was in the river, drowning in the river, struggling in the river. So he jumped in to save him, and both of them were swept away. Obviously, he was killed. His mother, distraught like any mother would be upon hearing that the news that her son was killed. So I thought it was interesting that in Boston, she held a little news conference to talk about her feelings on the Afghanistan war and why are we shuffling back and forth and taking so long to make a decision on the strategy. First, here's Ben Sherman's sister, then his mother, Denise.
First of all, I just want to say to my brother that, Ben, I love you more than anything, and I miss you so much. You will always be my hero and my guardian angel. My brother is the type of man whose values our honor, respect, and standing up for what you believe in. Yet more importantly, he was all about brotherhood. He would consider every single soldier, friend, or even a stranger, even you, his brother. I know the day that he jumped into the river to try and save his comrade was not because he didn't just see another soldier in the water, but because he saw his brother. He didn't jump in because he was trained to, but because his heart told him to. There's not a doubt in my mind that he would do the same for each and every single individual, not only in the United States, but anywhere in the world.
Wow. And then I think we have his mother, too, as well. Can we play the thing again of his mother?
This is to the President of the United States. It is time. It is time to make a decision. I would say to my son, sleep. Think, make a decision, and you support that decision. And it is time. Let us not forget.
All right, so see, she was making the analogy saying, I would say to my son, make a decision. And she's saying, it's time to do something. It's gone on too long. They either need to come home or we need to end it. And that was Denise Sherman, as I said, Benjamin Sherman, the 21-year-old who was recovered in Afghanistan earlier this week, her son. And he was a paratrooper with the 4th Brigade Combat Team, 82nd Airborne Division, based in Fort Bragg, North Carolina. He jumped into a river, as I mentioned. He was helping a fellow soldier. They were both swept away. He was missing for, I guess, about a week. And troops searched frantically for him and his buddy, and they finally found them. And sadly, the family got news of his death on Veterans Day. He's got a wife who's expecting their first child in just a couple of months. Always horrible to hear that. And I guess he was just an incredible young soldier, and there he was trying to help one of his buddies out. And boy, that's got to be hard for that family. But good for her for stepping forward and saying that this has gone on too long. They either need to come home or we need to end it. And great words from Denise Sherman. They do. They either need to beef it up or not, and then they need to come home if that's the case. Alan is listening to us in Dallas. Hello, Alan. Alan, are you with us in Dallas? Yeah, he dropped off. All right, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. If you want to throw in your 2 cents about Afghanistan and the wait, and, you know, this is a constant theme here on America Tonight, but just I thought it was an interesting twist as a local television station in Boston had gotten a little snippet of Mrs. Sherman, and you can hear that she's upset, but the fact that she is voicing the very same thing we say here all the time on America Tonight, it's one way or the other. I think you can't do it halfway. Cannot do it. This was something that made my blood boil when I saw this earlier in the day. I mean, you know, you can talk about justice and the justice system and is justice blind and all that other sort of stuff, but I think a jury made a big mistake when they chose life for the sentence instead of death in the killing of a television anchor woman who had her whole life in front of her, and it was snuffed out by Curtis Vance, who murdered her, raped her, and ripped off her home. He was looking for a laptop, and I guess the dog door had been open. He got through somehow that way. He was going to try to steal computer stuff. She was there, and he just beat her beyond all recognition. Her mother, who would call her because she was a morning anchor woman every single day, panicked when she couldn't, you know, get any answer at 3 a.m. So she felt like something was wrong. The woman's name, the 26-year-old, was Ann Presley, by the way. She was an anchor at KATV in Little Rock, Arkansas. So her mother goes over to the place to see that her daughter, you know, find out if her daughter's okay or something's happened. And I don't think she expected what she saw, her daughter naked, bleeding to death, beaten to a pulp, and gasping for air. She did survive barely for 5 days and then, of course, passed away. And when the verdict was initially read earlier this week, her mother, Ann Presley's mother, her name's Patty Cannaday, said, you know, praise God, and burst into hysterics. And Vance gestured toward an empty jury box, pointed his eyes and ears, and shook his head. And clearly they had the DNA evidence and everything to nail him. But the jury decided on Thursday that they would give him life in prison. That was the sentence instead of the death penalty. And I think they missed the boat on that one. 800-259-5791. We'll meet you in a few here on ATN.
What's so crazy about not starving?
To cover yourself and your family in the event of accidents or emergency, you may have home, life, auto, dental, and health insurance.
But what about food insurance?
Water and food are vital to human survival.
So what's so crazy about not starving?
Foodinsurance.com has designed emergency packs and kits with at least 2 weeks worth of great tasting food and clean water. Most foodinsurance.com meals are freeze dried,
which means they'll last and retain nutritional value up to 10 years.
Foodinsurance.com meals like lasagna, beef stroganoff, and other tasty entrees are quick, delicious, simple to prepare, and start at just $199.99. The low cost is just one reason to get foodinsurance.com.
Need more reasons?
Foodinsurance.com kits come with a lightweight, high-quality backpack and a free utensil tool. Go to foodinsurance.com or call 1-866-946-8366. That's 1-866-946-8366. Get protected at foodinsurance.com.
I have owned every light you can think of, and my pack light is the one I refuse to leave home without.
That's what Jerry from Oregon said.
Your flashlights are the best. We bought some 3 years ago, and all three pack lights have gone through two hurricanes each, and they just keep going on and on.
And that's what Albert in Florida said about the amazing pack light. Pack light's multicolored caps come equipped with two high-powered LED lights, snap on to any 9-volt battery, and will last over 1,200 hours. Listen to what Jerry from Michigan said.
After carrying a pack light in my pants pocket for 2 years, it was bound to happen. The pants and the light went through the wash together, and it still works.
The pack light has a 25-year warranty, starts at just $12.99, and is an excellent gift idea. Order yours today at 9voltlight.com or call toll-free 877-715-4448. Use coupon code RADIO and receive free shipping. Be prepared with a pack light. Remember, 9voltlight.com or call 877-715-4448. 877-715-4448.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Here on America Tonight, we have nailed the score for this week in the NFL. Like I said, you will be the exalted one if you can nail the score. No one's been able to do that on many of my America Tonight shows. I would love to see it happen. And the prize package is incredible. It really is great stuff, full of things that you can actually use, not clutter, not bumper stickers. We're talking about coupons to restaurants across the country, a cell phone. What else did I say? Oh, movie tickets is in there, and there are a couple of other things. I don't want to give everything away, right? It'd be like having the presents unwrapped for you, and then they wrap them back up. 800-259-5791. 21-year-old paratrooper Ben Sherman gives his life. His mother says, time to end it, Barack Obama. And I say, time to end it or start taking names and kicking butt by increasing the troops and coming up with the best strategy you can possibly come up with to help the people that are there that are being deployed over and over and over again. Dale is listening to us in Illinois. Hello, Dale.
Hi, Kate. I wanted to comment about Ms. Sherman's comment about her son
You know, President Obama has the recommendations of what to do from his people, his military people, who are the authority and the knowledgeable, most knowledgeable people.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not the politically correct answer he wants. He wants to forestall this until he gets a more favorable answer that will carry him better politically. And it's going to cost lives doing that. He doesn't want to send 40,000 troops, and that's the recommendation. But that's not good for him politically. So our troops suffer while he jacks around politically. It's unfortunate to do that to our troops.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you. I think you're absolutely right, Dale. That's what I say. You know what it is he's playing for another 4 years, and that's the politics of this whole thing, is to play all sides against each other so that he looks like a good guy to everyone, appeasing everybody, and that's not the way it works.
No, and he wants the political cover if the decision mm-hmm. is wrong.
That's right.
So he's quite a guy. I might comment further, Kate. I'm really looking forward for my Christmas present from Nancy Pelosi. I'm going to have higher taxes, higher insurance rates, less freedom, Medicare's being cut. What more could you want for Christmas?
I agree. Madam Speaker is the Grinch who stole Christmas for most of us, absolutely.
Thanks,
Dale.
I just wanted to comment one other thing further, Kate,
mm-hmm.
on getting the score on the football games.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how close do you have to be?
You have to nail it. If you nail it, if you say it's 27-17, the Eagles beat the Cowboys, which, of course, they didn't, but if you do, you nail it, you win it.
Oh, I forgot my Cowboys did beat the Philadelphia Eagles, didn't they?
Oh, I just opened the door to that, didn't
well,
I?
Well, I understand. I was only two touchdowns, a safety, and a field goal off. I didn't know how close we had to be. But
yeah, you got to nail it.
Okay. Good night, Kate.
All right. Thanks, Dale. And, you know, he brings up a good point. If you nail it, you nail it, you own it. That's why I say we will pay serious homage to you on this show. I'm not kidding, because it's that difficult to do. It doesn't seem like it would be when you think about it. A lot of people call in, a lot of people email in that short amount of time, and in actually less than an hour. And you think of the possibilities of different scores, and boy, you guys come up with them, but then somebody misses it by either they had picked the wrong team, that happened a couple of times, or they're off by maybe a point or two, but that doesn't count. I mean, where does close count? In hand grenades and horseshoes, right? That's it. But nail the score is exactly what it is. It's just like the lottery. You might have had, I almost had a couple of numbers. I was just off by one, and I would have won $10 million. Well, it doesn't matter. The lottery commission's not going to give it to you. I was so close. I was right there. Or you're playing poker. I almost had the winning hand. I just needed that last card in the river to be a king, and I would have had it. I would have had a royal flush, man. That was it. Won't work that way. It's a lot of fun. We love playing the game. All right, speaking of playing the game, you know, Dale talking about the politics of it all, and boy, talk about the politics of it all. Remember the whole deal over the 23rd Congressional District seat in New York? It might not be over, that special election that was held. Here's the deal. The conservative candidate, Doug Hoffman, conceded to the Democrat, Bill Owens, who was sworn into Congress last week. He was sworn in just in time to vote on the health care bill that narrowly passed. And, of course, he voted for the health care bill. Bingo, score Pelosi, okay? But here's the thing. In re-canvassing the votes, it shows that his lead, Owens' lead, narrowed to just over 3,000 votes. But there are still 5,800 absentee ballots that have been received so far that haven't even been counted. And the final outcome really rests on uncounted absentee ballots. And more than 10,000 were sent out. So the Board of Election there still re-canvassing votes. And it could be the end of November before a final count is certified. If the count overturns the election, Owens could be removed from office. And it's not that far-fetched because a lot of the absentee ballots are from one of the more conservative counties in the area. So they, you know, who knows? Well, I'm not saying it's a definite. I don't think they're saying it's a definite, but they still have a shot. They still have a shot that this might go in the other direction. How awkward would that be? They swarm in and everything, but the Hoffman campaign conceded it doesn't matter. If you re-canvass, you get the votes, then you have to go with the winner. I mean, sometimes mistakes are found, but in the absentee ballots in this case could be a serious game changer. And then all the hoopla over the 23rd congressional district seat in New York would change after all of that. Because remember, the two governors in Virginia and New Jersey both went GOP, and especially New Jersey was very, very surprising with how liberal pretty much overall and Democratic that state votes. So on the Democratic side of the ledger, they made a big deal, and they should have, because it was a congressional seat. It was a big seat, and there was a big vote coming up. But this would really change things if the absentee ballots proved to go to Hoffman instead. So that New York congressional race is not quite over yet at this point, not quite over. Quickly, too, I wanted to leave you with this one. We talk so often about following the money and looking at where the sources are coming from and whatnot. Now we've got the U.S. is going to seize several mosques and a skyscraper linked to Iran. If you go to AmericaTonight.net, I've got a picture of one of the mosques in Houston. It is in Houston, and more on the story. But the prosecutors filed a civil complaint against a couple of Muslim organizations. Actually, it's two separate ones, but they're the same one, in probably what's going to be one of the biggest counterterrorism seizures in U.S. history. Wow. And some of it was laundering money, and, you know, who knows what else it went toward. They think possibly criminal activities as well, but they've been able to turn this over. This is a very, very big story. And the mosques, especially, you're talking about in New York, you're talking about in Texas, you're talking about in California and in Maryland. So then you look at the sites and where did some of the other activities take place? Were there others involved in this? So far, that's what they've been able to turn over, but it doesn't mean that there might be another mosque or two that could be linked to the organization. And one is this skyscraper. It's like 37 some floors, and it's in a very prominent area near Rockefeller Center, and that could come down. So I think this is just the tip of the iceberg of the little bit of information that's come out as a result of that complaint that's been filed in New York. Stay tuned. We'll give you every detail that we can find out about that one.